everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Kind of a Big POV. I'm your host, Clay Phoenix, and I'm joined here by my host,
Queenie.
Yeah, that one right there.
She's the one everybody loves to hate or will love to hate.
So this is our event where we get together, Queenie and I, and we discuss things and we get raw and personal, and we're like the rednecks of podcasting, smoking, drinking, and having a good old time.
You said it. Bring it on.
Let's see if this thing works. Hold on 1 second.
What am I waiting for?
Give a blink what you think about me. This is who I am and I will be this too. Okay.
I heard it.
This is my point of view. I give this to you. You may not agree, but I don't give a bleep for what you think about me. This is who I am and I will be this till I die. I am me. Yeah, so hopefully that played. We're still learning.
We are. We're in the early stages of getting this right. So you'll have to bear with us.
And as we move forward, we're going to start doing lives. And so everybody can see Christine's beautiful cleavage live on the interweb.
You mean like you're watching it now?
Yeah.
Well, they've dropped and fluffed. They look awesome at this point. I've dropped 15 pounds and they've dropped and fluffed, and I didn't lose.
About Titty Tuesday.
Ah,
on
yes.
One episode.
We did.
But, so what do you have to talk about this week, Christine?
Oh, where do I start? Okay.
Oh, where does she start?
All right. We'll start with the... I'm sorry, I had to do that. Let's talk about what a biological woman is, because apparently our Supreme Court Justice, who's just Associate Supreme Court Justice, let me be correct, that's just been nominated and brought into the Supreme Court, not only nominated, but she made it in, does not know what a biological woman is. She said she is not a biologist. She's not a doctor, so she can't determine that. How about you go to the bathroom and tell me, and then come out and give me an explanation of what you, or better yet, let's ask her. Nobody bothered to ask her, are you a woman? She would have no, to ask her if you know what a woman is actually giving her an out. But if you ask her, are you a woman? What would her argument be? I don't know. I'm not a biologist. She wouldn't be on my Supreme Court. What do you think?
I'm not a biologist.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm not a biologist, but I definitely know that when I was younger, my parents taught me that females had a vagina and males had a penis.
Well, it's a good thing they said that, because lately, nowadays, with these dad bods, men have boobs. Men have boobs. So if they said they had a vagina and boobs, not a good thing. Too many flat-chested women and too many men out there with a dad bod that need one of my bras. That's pretty pathetic. It hurts me. It hurts me big time. But no,
because
I
you had to pay for it.
Well, I mean, I had them before. You knew that. But yeah, not in the volume that I have them now. Like when I tell people the size I went from one to the other, they're like, you went from a small D or large C to a G, like, goddamn. And I'm like, yeah. In fact, there's a girl up at Rutter's over here, at the Rutter's, the local Rutter's. Every yeah. time I walk in the door, she's like, oh my God, look at them titties. Just out of nowhere. Just says it to me every time. And I'm like, I don't need the publicity. They do it all on their own, honey. But no, I mean, ultimately, you know, I want to know what she thinks a biological woman is. I mean, if you ask her what 2 + 2 is, would she tell you, no, I don't know, because I'm not a mathematician?
Probably.
It's that simple. But it's depressing that's what our government has sunk to. Anyway, on another note, let's get into toxic femininity.
Oh, no. Here she goes.
Because I'll tell you, I am toxic in the worst way. And I am feminine, but I don't practice toxic femininity. Because as a woman, a biological woman, and I know this. How do I know this? Because I know I have a poo nanny. And I had boobs before I got boobs. And I know that, well, unless.
Did you just call a poo nanny?
I did. A poo nanny. Okay. You want me to call it a poo tang?
I mean, please let's refrain from using all these stupid analogies.
Stupid analogies. Okay. I don't use the word pussy for a reason.
Well, that's different.
It reminds me of a kitty cat. Should I say cunt? No, I think that word should be reserved for women that I don't like. It should never come out of a man's mouth. It should always come out of a woman's mouth toward another woman.
I mean, I say the word cunt.
Well, you're like, I mean, honestly, like the only place or the only people I could listen to say that would be you. And if I went to the UK, because they say cunt like it's nothing, but wanker is like a deadly word. Okay. That gets me. I didn't call you a wanker. I'm just making a comparison between the two words in the UK. In the UK, don't, wanker is the worst word than a cunt.
Don't fucking call me a wanker. It's offensive.
Okay, you wanker. All right, cunt. Listen. I hate that word. I think it's mean. I think it's horrible. But anyway, back to toxic femininity. Now, I know that there are going to be people, I'm just going to put this out there now. There are going to be people out there. You need to know one thing for sure is that Terry and I are best friends. Okay. I could be the biggest sis on the fucking planet. Okay. And he's still going to love me anyway. And why? Because I'm his friend, because he knows me. All right. So you all need to get a grip and understand that I'm the way I am. And it ain't going to change for anybody. But I support gay and lesbian rights and bisexual rights. I'm not going any further than that for a reason. Anyway, needless to say, I know I'm going to piss some people off and it's going to start here. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a woman and I'm going to tell you, there is toxic femininity out there. And just watch the Johnny Depp trial for one day. One day, not even. How about the first 15 minutes and then make your decision?
Yep.
Because I've heard her speak before. And though she's believable, she's really not that believable when you listen to the other side of it. And as a woman, I know how men behave. I've seen both ends of that fence. And I know how women behave. And I know how women behave because I'm a woman. I've been through this, done that. you know?
Yeah.
And I know women just like this Amber Heard girl. You heard, Amber? I know all about you.
You heard, Amber?
You done heard, Amber? She's a mess, and she is troubled, and she's got issues, and you know, I wouldn't want to get rid of a guy that's worth $200 million either, but you can't fucking hang. If you can't hang, you can't hang. It's too much for her little self. She needs to gain herself some femininity, some real femininity, and maybe it'll work. But he was with somebody for 14 years that never had a problem with him. That despite the fact that he called her a cunt, and she knows about this, she still has not one bad word to say about him. And why do you think that is?
Wow.
And he left his ex for Heard, you heard, Amber Heard, for her. And she still will not say one bad thing about him. And it's not because of child support or anything like that. It's because he never treated her bad. So it's falling on deaf ears. Too many women take this radical feminism, and I'm going to say it, and y'all ain't going to like it, but the truth of the matter is I was raised by a feminist, a radical feminist, and a mother who burnt her bra. Yes, I will say it. My mother burnt her motherfucking bra. And then there came a day in my mother's life where she came to me and asked me what the best bra to wear was. And I was like, well, I thought you were okay with the way you were going. But needless to say, yeah, I know, right? Them bitches are hanging down to her knees and she's asking me what the best bra to wear is. Okay. But ultimately I learned that there is a line, you know, there are limitations to what women can do. Yes. Everybody has no ceiling as far as I'm concerned, but when it boils down to it, biologically speaking, here, we're back at the biology. Let's keep the Supreme Court justices out of this one because they don't know. I'll tell you, physically, there's a big difference between men and women. There are differences, not only, you know, physically, but mentally, mental capacity. But ultimately, I think men are just cut out for other jobs better than women are. Doesn't mean we can't do them. Doesn't mean we can't make the same money. It just means that, you know, we should really value the fact that we can actually give birth and all that other stuff. Instead, it goes by the wayside. Nobody wants to hear about it anymore. And I'm sorry, but as a woman, a full, whole woman, I take that seriously. And that's one of the things I was put on this earth to do. And I've done it. And I'm proud of that. And I don't mind a man taking care of me. It's not for everybody. But also, don't come to me when you're in your fucking late 40s wanting to have a kid, like somebody I know, saying, can I have your eggs? Because I know they work. So they can have a family. Look, you should have thought about this before. That's what they have sperm banks for. Freeze your fucking eggs and get on with it. Needless to say, what I'm getting at is that Amber Heard has been heard, okay? And ain't nothing to hear but a bunch of fucking malarkey out of that one. She's a mess. She's got major issues. And based on what the psychological report says, I kind of tend to believe that she has borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder, all combined into one big jolly ball that's there for everybody's pleasure and enjoyment. And unfortunately, Johnny Depp was not up for for the game. And good for him. And I hope he gets everything he's looking for because he deserves it. I'm not saying I can't see bad in him. I mean, he's a drug addict. He's had addictions and whatnot. And I've dealt with that. But I also know that there's too many little things in this situation that lead back to her making money. Like the money she was sending to charity for the ACLU.
Yeah.
Ultimately, she said it was coming out of her settlement, her divorce settlement. Well, Johnny Depp sent them money directly to them instead of to her, of $1 million and some odd dollars. And she hasn't paid a dime to them. Elon Musk sent money for her. She hasn't paid a dime, yet they made her an ambassador for ACLU because of what she experienced as a battered wife. But they won't say his name. So that's a little foul. You know, something don't smell right, if you know what I mean. And then to sit there, and she tries very hard. She's an actress, okay? Or an actor. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody. I don't really give a fuck, actually. She's an actress, okay? That's what female actors are called, actresses. And she's not a good one. That's why she only made it to fucking Aquaman, okay?
And she's a supporting character.
Yeah, and she was in The Rum Diary, which was Johnny Depp's film. And if not for that, she wouldn't even be on the screen. Except for, I think, a zombie movie. Somebody posted a zombie movie where she was killed, and I was like, yes! That's like the first zombie movie I actually ever wanted to watch. This girl, look, she's got problems. She's got really deep-seated problems. And honestly, what she's done is really bad, not only for females, but for everyone in particular that have been battered in a relationship, whether you're male or female, in that she took that stigma. In a way, it's good. In a way, it's bad. In a way, it's good because she took that stigma out of battered wives and has opened up the gamut to men. And I think that's good because I know women like her. I know women that talk to their boyfriends in a foul and berating way and do all those things that I heard her do. I mean, if you listen to the tapes, you can hear her. She's just a mess.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there trying to keep sense of it all, walking away, which is the smartest thing to do. And she won't even let him do that. It's like a really bad crackhead that wants money. That's what it reminds me of. I mean, it's really sad because all you hear out of him is that he cares and he doesn't want that to happen. It's just sad. It's sad all the way around. And she sits there. If she doesn't have that pompous look on her face, she's got this deer in the headlights look, which ain't fooling fucking nobody at this point. In it. I can't take it. But I got to hear what everybody has to say. Because I want to hear, not just from Johnny Depp, just to make sure I got it together, because I worked in the legal field. So I can read people better than most. But, I mean, there isn't one person that said that she's even been injured in the slightest. And she wants everybody to believe she's been beaten up. And so I have to speak my mind about that. I'm done with this. This chick is a mess. She needs serious psychological help. And Johnny Depp needs a good fucking drunk and some really good pussy. That's what he needs. And I'm available for that if I get an okay from the angry German. Anyway.
You're fucked up.
Onward and upward. Yeah. Fucking tell me something I don't know.
So... I haven't followed the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing very much.
Amber didn't heard nothing. She's fucking deaf.
About the only thing that I did see was the videos, short clips of them making fun of her prosecutor and stuff like that.
Oh, it's a mess. They're coming at him.
Or whatever.
They're coming at him like he's beating her up on the stand right now. Okay, they are throwing shit at him, and he is just really cool, laid back, and calm about it all. And, I mean, it's bad when you got to tell the woman that you're married to or getting ready to be married to. I can't recall the actual whether they were married or not. But he's over there trying to detox from Roxycodone, which is Oxycontin. And I've taken it before after surgery, so I know the effect it has. He's trying to detox off of that to be a better father, to be a better husband, to be a better person all the way around. And she is like right in the middle of it, creating chaos. Then she severs his fucking finger. And he lies about that because he doesn't want her to go to jail. How many women do I know have been in that situation, myself included? I've done that before, too. Although the difference between me and Johnny Depp was he did it to keep her safe. I did it because I was threatened that if I called the police, it'd be worse.
Yeah.
Okay. He did it out of fear. I mean, she's a, oh my God. I'm telling you, that girl just needs to be, have her head put out. It just be simple. Just, it's very sad. She's in really bad shape and she sees nothing wrong with this. And there isn't one person that's come out and said, yeah, she was right. Yeah, this is what happened. Yeah. No, she's lied about it from day one. It's clear. So, you know, I feel bad for him. She called him a fat old man. You know what, lady? Let me tell you something. He might be a fat old man, but he's a fat old man I'd fuck.
Okay? Just I don't even because... see where he's fat.
I know. I'm like, really? Is that what you think? I'll live off of $200 million. No fucking problem. I'll kiss that motherfucker's ass every day. $200 to $500 bottles of wine she was drinking. Okay? Damn. I looked this shit up. Because he said she'd taken a shine to this Spanish wine called Cecilia. Or Cecilia. I'm sorry. Vega Cecilia. All right, the cheap end of it is $250, okay? The average is $595, and the higher end is $2,000. She's going through bottles. A man is spending $30,000 a month on wine, and that's just what he drinks with her. That's crazy fucking shit. I want some of that wine, and I wouldn't beat him up for it.
Is that the wine that he poured the really big glass of?
Yes, sir.
The really big glass of wine.
I don't blame him either because he just got news that his mother was really bad off and she was going to die in the next couple of days. And she's over there taping him. And, you know, they had agreements that they would videotape and that they would record, but only when the other person was comfortable with it. Like it had to be agreed upon. But she goes and does it, and you see him grab the phone from her because it was not the time for that. He had gotten woken up, and he has a hard time sleeping, which doesn't surprise me because he doesn't know what's going to happen to him.
Yeah.
And he's not doing those drugs anymore. I mean, he smokes pot and does lines, and he drinks, but he doesn't touch those pills anymore. So for somebody like that, I could imagine how difficult it is for him to get through a day dealing with her. I mean, they can't have a conversation about it. They just couldn't. They weren't even married a fucking year.
Yeah.
It's just depressing to me.
It's very fucked up. But the thing that I think that should be taken from it is your exact fact of is this dampens when women do have an issue.
It does.
And they try to report it, it dampens this.
Well, the other thing is spousal abuse is spousal abuse, whether it's male or female, but men generally knowing their makeup, they're different than women are. Mentally, they function differently than we are. That's why men are from Mars and women are from Venus, because we think differently and we react differently. And ultimately, that's why they don't go to the police as much, because look at what it would sound like. I mean, he even said it himself. The reason he didn't go to the police is because he or report her or say something to a friend was because he was afraid that he was going to look like a fraud, because he was telling his friends, do this, do that, you know, helping them out. I don't blame him. What wasn't working for him that he had done many, many years and had a relationship for 14 years and two children with, which, you know, in a way it's his own fault. Don't go chasing pussy, because the prettier it is, the more psycho it is. And she's psycho as it gets. And honestly, she's not that pretty when she's that crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think she's beautiful. As long as she doesn't open her mouth and she just takes a still photograph, she's okay. Anything outside a still photograph of Amber Heard is scary. Anyway, so what are we doing?
So
what are we doing?
Now that we talked about toxic femininity, how about we go to our list of top 10 women?
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go through this list with you, but they're not necessarily in order. It's just top 10 women, period. Okay. I'm not going to say this is my favorite because they're all favorite women of mine. So let me pull up my notes here. I know you have them in front of you, but I need to see what I wrote. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
So we did the top 10 powerful women for Women's Month, which was last month. And Christine picked 10. I picked 10 of my own. And we're going to read them off and see how close our lists are, because they're probably going to be two different things. So my list is Catherine the Great.
Oh, I got one for you. Anne Boleyn.
That's on your list?
Yes.
Rosa Parks.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe. That's a good one. Amelia Earhart.
Elizabeth the First.
Powerful woman. Dolly Parton.
I knew you were going there. Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. That's a good one, too.
Yes.
Pink.
Aphrodite.
Pat Benatar.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the first female Supreme Court justice. She was a Republican, by the way. Conservative.
So this this next one is, technically they say that she's like folklore, but Molly Pitcher.
Well, that's what they said about Aphrodite too. She's mythological. So those two will go against each other. All right, I will come up with one. Milunka Savage.
Milunka Savage, who's that?
She is the most highly decorated female warrior of all time. She was a Serbian warrior that fought in World War II, and she's got more medals than any man or woman from World War II, and is the most decorated soldier of females of all time, ever.
Damn.
There have been men that have surpassed her, but up until that point, she had more than any man. Go ahead.
Helen Keller.
Joan of Arc.
Good one.
Helen Keller was a really good one. That's really good. Go ahead. One more left.
Sybil Ludington.
Mother Teresa.
And then my last one is Lady Gaga.
My last one is Alice Paul.
Who the hell is Alice Paul?
Alice Paul led the suffragettes to could vote.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, there we go. Who the hell was that other one that you picked?
Oh, Sybil?
Yes.
So Sybil was...
Sounds like Sybil. She got more than one personality.
Well, it might be Sybil. It's S-Y-B-I-L.
Sybil.
Sybil.
Okay.
So she was actually... So you remember how Paul Revere had his famous ride of the British are coming? Well, she also had a very similar ride.
Okay.
To alert George Washington to get the troops ready.
I know who you're talking about. I was going to put Betsy Ross on here. I said, hell no.
Yes, bitch. Make that Betsy American flag.
Bitch. Okay. No, it was too close to home for me. I think that we definitely were similar, but we have different, and Pink, obviously. Pat Benatar, that gets me.
Why?
Because I would have thought you would have said Madonna.
No, actually, so it's going to be a shock to you, but I'm actually not as infatuated with Madonna as a lot of people are. Madonna, to me, yes, she's a good singer and she's a good performer, but I feel like she is sometimes overplayed. And where like Pat Benatar was very true to herself and was very strategic about what she did. She had a very raw edge to her.
Well, she was fucking her fucking guitarist too.
Well, I mean,
she was married to
get it in.
Goddamn right. Well, a guy's got to get it in. The girl's just got to open up. So with that, we're going to head on to the top 10 men. Can we do this?
Sure. I don't have a list of top 10 men.
Oh.
But you can read yours and I'll agree or disagree.
Okay. My first one obviously has to be the angry German. That goes without saying. All right.
The angry German.
Yeah, he's number one on the list. The rest of them can go wherever they go. You ready?
I disagree with that.
Nah. I will tell you. Go ahead.
Speaking of the angry German, before I move on, last night I had to take some deliveries out because we got a little behind.
Uh-huh.
And guess who I delivered to?
Who?
Zachariah.
Get out of here. What did he order?
He ordered a pizza and something else. I can't remember. It was a bag. But yeah, so I knocked on the door and he comes out and he's like, "Oh, hi. How have you been?"
Oh, he's like, nice now.
And I'm like, "Good. I've been good." You know, I was nice to him. Throw no shade.
Well, that's good. That shows you're a big boy.
Yeah. Does it still show that I'm a big boy if I kind of wanted to throw some shade?
Yup. As far as I'm concerned. Because you know about me in that situation.
Yeah. I was about ready to say, I hope your pizza don't taste like fruit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What else did he order? Just the pizza?
No, he had a bag of something. It was like a dinner. I want to say it was a chicken tender dinner, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, she needs an all-day buffet anyway. Anyway.
Touching nerves.
You know what? It's funny because he looks like a young Johnny Depp.
Who?
He reminds me of a young Johnny Depp. Zachariah.
Oh, yeah.
He does. Like, when he gets older, he's going to look like Johnny Depp. I see that. All right. So the top 10 hottest men. I took one off the list and replaced him with Johnny Depp. Not because I always liked Johnny Depp, but I really like him now.
Yeah.
Like after seeing. Sorry, but I'm there. All right. So the Angry German's my top one.
So you're hashtag team Johnny Depp.
Fucking A. Right. You heard, Amber. Anyway. I'm loving that. I just use that every time I can. All right. Charlie Hunnam.
Who in the Sam P. Hell is Charlie Hunnam?
Sons of Anarchy, Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bradley Cooper.
I do like me some Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God, who doesn't like some Bradley Cooper? I'll take a side of Bradley Cooper, okay? That would probably be too much for me. All right, you're never going to believe this one when I tell you. James Gandolfini. You'll never figure out why.
Why?
You've seen those Sopranos, have you not?
Yeah, I've seen bits
he's
of pieces.
He's the one that plays Tony Soprano. And okay. He's fat and he's bald, but he's fucking hot. He just is hot. He has this sex appeal that just kind of oozes out of him. I don't know where it comes from, but it's you're going to have to watch a couple episodes.
Is
so
it
you
the
can
confidence?
Understand. I don't know so much that it's the confidence as it's just the way he carries himself. It's like, I guess I'm into that Dom sub thing where I just get off on men that are powerful. I must, because all these guys seem to be that way. Because in every movie I've seen Bradley Cooper, and he's the one that's in charge. Charlie Hunnam is in charge. James Gandolfini is in charge. I switched Anthony Hopkins, who I think is intellectually sexy as fuck. Okay? He's the kind of guy that you just talk to him and you don't care what he looks like. He just makes you cream your pants. Just because, I mean, he's got the accent and all, and he's not really great to look at, but he can get inside your head, is where I'm coming from. So I switched him out with Johnny Depp, because if you've ever listened to Johnny Depp speak, I could do it all day long. I could listen to him talk all day long. He has that same kind of appeal to me. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Scott Eastwood. The man is just fucking hot. Okay.
Is that
Clint Eastwood's son?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, he's all his daddy and then a bag of chips. Okay. He is the next coming of Christ, as I like to put it.
As you're reading about this sexy man, I'm gonna be eating my meat.
That ain't fucking cool. Cause I want to eat some. Because girl got to eat some meat too. And that bratwurst is going to be asleep by the time we're finished. All right. You ready? For obvious reasons, Channing Tatum.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Lee.
I mean, I can see Tommy Lee. I would let him bend me over.
Have you ever seen Pam and Tommy?
I started watching it.
Okay. You didn't see the part that I saw when his dick is so big it's talking to him. And he asked her, do you want to meet it? Yes. Yes, I want to meet it. I sat there watching that going, I want to meet it. Let me meet it. I'm blonde and I have big boobs. I can do Pam Anderson if you can do me. Okay. I totally got fucking hooked. That was it. I mean, I always liked him before, but not... Like, I mean, he's over the top dramatic, but just physically, like, the junk is what I'm at with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's not to like, right?
He's still probably one of my favorite Batman.
Oh, my God. He's the only Batman as far as I'm concerned. And then in American Psycho, you can chop my fucking head off. As long as I'm getting some hell, just rape the shit out of me and kill me. I'm good. I'll die happy. I'll die happy if Christian Bale is on the end of that. Okay.
You're so fucked up.
What? It's true. I mean, I would die happy. Put the plastic out, baby. You're going to need it. There's going to be a mess. There's totally going to be a mess before you even hit me with the hatchet. It's going to be a mess. And then, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Cobain. Who does not love a man that is uncomfortable in his own skin and hot as fuck with a woman that don't deserve him? Another Johnny Depp situation, just different.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to love about him? He needed that. I mean, it was obvious. But yeah, those are my 10. So go figure. What do you think?
It's a good 10.
You think so?
Yeah.
Pretty solid 10. The only one that didn't make it on that list was Ryan Gosling, because I really like him. The sad thing about him is that he bears a striking resemblance to my cousin. So it's a no-go.
Oh,
remember I showed you the picture?
Yeah. The if I had a top 10 list of men's, I would probably have Tim McGraw on it.
I would do that. Well, I think you got a better shot than I do, because she don't like women grabbing at his crotch. She might not say something if it was a guy. She'd be like, oh, fuck, he kicked my ass.
No, I just like, I like him as a person as well. Like,
could you imagine that you meet Tim McGraw in Faith Hill and you're like, bitch, step aside, I'm here to see him. She'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? Hello, have you heard there are gay people out there? No, I think Tim McGraw is hot. I honestly do. I think he's hot. I always have. But he's with another psycho. Psycho women, unite. Now's your time. Yeah.
I got a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt. That was like the dance version.
Well, like, there's one fat guy I would do besides James Gandolfini. Kevin James. I would fuck the shit out of that man. I would, because he'd make me laugh. He'd make me laugh the whole time. I'd be like, ha! Look at your little Peter. When was the last time you saw it? And he'd laugh. He would laugh with me.
I actually thought that Jonah Hill was pretty cute before he lost all the weight.
Actually, you know what? It's funny because Leo should be on that list, but it was Leo during Titanic, okay? Leo got a little bit, and in Wall Street, he was real good. Was it Wall Street? The Wolf of Wall Street?
The Wolf of Wall Street,
yeah. He was good in that too, but he's gotten very haggard looking.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and that, he has. A guy with that money could, like, look at Johnny Depp. He's 55. He don't look it. I'm sorry, but he doesn't look it. He looks distinguished. Even Isabella, my daughter, said that. And I was shocked because she's like radical feminist. Like, women are never wrong. She's watching that thing with me and she's like, she's a bitch. I'm like, yeah. So ladies, pull your head out of your ass. This shit that you complain about. And being a woman that's been in that situation with, you know, an abusive husband, I can tell you there are men out there that do suffer. And I think it's good. I think this case is good for more than one reason. One reason is it brings out toxic femininity. And at the same time, the flip side of that is that you get out the fact that men are abused as much as women, and that needs to be addressed. On the other hand, I think I forgot what I was saying. No, wait. On the other hand, on the other hand, we have this thing in our country called freedom of speech and freedom of press. And this is a good opportunity for us to understand what libel and defamation are, in that you may believe it's true but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And when you write those things down, that's considered libel. When you speak those words to other people, that's defamation. Yep. And people need to understand that you can't just do that. And I mean, there's a lot of ins and outs of this situation. I mean, I can't get into the logistics. It would take two fucking podcasts to go over it. But the truth of the matter is, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. That's the way it fucking works.
Yeah.
And when you're sworn to secrecy, and he did that when they got divorced, everybody was sworn to secrecy to try to prevent her reputation as well as his from being injured. Well, she writes this op-ed that talks about what he did without mentioning his name after she went out and told everybody.
Yeah.
What good is that doing? So he loses movies. He loses money. Bitch, you ain't getting Captain Jack Sparrow. Because if you do, I'll fucking kiss your ass. It ain't happening. That motherfucker's coming to me first. If he knows what's good for him.
I saw this Facebook post that said, the best thing that would make my whole entire world is if at the end of this trial, Johnny Depp wins and he turns around and looks at Amber Heard and says, this is the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
Almost. Not quite. Yeah. Well, Will Smith could learn a fucking few things from him personally. That's my thought.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. The slap. Because that's still.
What, the chia cool. head? Do you know they got a chia head of Jada Pinkett Smith now? I know. I saw. I fucking died. I fucking died. I want to get my hands on one of those. That woman is a mess. That's toxic femininity there too. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
You utilize your marriage as like, okay, well, we're just going to fuck whoever we want. And it doesn't sound like it happened on his end. It sounded like it all came on her end. So, you know, shit. Throw me some dick. Hell.
Yeah. But, yep. The thing about the Will Smith thing was, is that, like, in my personal opinion, violence should never be the answer.
No.
To any situation. Like, yeah, people are going to make you mad and people are going to upset you, and that's fine. You can be upset, but there's,
or upset the people you love. Exactly. Yeah. That's like, listen, Amber Heard said, and I'm not joking, okay, this is on the violence issue. He said, you were punching me. She goes, I wasn't punching you. I was hitting you. There's a difference. What is the fucking difference? Please tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously? You cut the man's finger off. They had to go look for his finger and put it on ice and reattach it. But she didn't punch him. She hit him. How is that acceptable?
I don't know. Exactly. I think it's a fucked up situation. And I think that it's these types of situations that set back the things that women in general have worked for.
Absolutely. I think women like that have thrown us back years. And you know what? Not so much thrown us back years so much as it's made us look like a laughing stock. Like, it's going to be hard for women that actually legitimately have issues to come forward. The other thing that's going to happen to Amber Heard, and I hope it happens, is that she gets charged criminally, not only with spousal abuse, but with lying about spousal abuse. Because she abused him. There's proof of that. So far, there's no proof that he's abused her, but there is considerable proof, witness testimony, that he has been abused by her.
Yeah.
So that's number one. The other thing is that you're going to sit here and you know, become a member of the ACLU and be an ambassador for battered women when you've never been battered. It's kind of interesting to me that all came up when her Aquaman movie was coming out. Doesn't that sound interesting to you?
Press.
Exactly. And she started that shit during the Me Too movement. So she utilized that as a means to get good press. And that's all good and well. But what does that do for women that actually have suffered? To me, it's a fucking smack in the face. And ultimately, it all boils down to this. It's real simple. It's not about women. It's about spouse. Spouse means male or female partner in marriage to another. Spousal abuse is not just women. And I think that Johnny Depp, though he doesn't want to be the poster boy, has actually put himself out to be the poster boy for abused spouses. And what better candidate could we have? He's not a woman, but you don't have to be. That's proof right there. You don't have to be. And it just sickens me because it makes women look like shit. What she did not only made us look like shit as individuals, but She hurt us. She put us back.
And it makes people second guess the Me Too movement too, because
yes,
the Me Too movement was about women that were abused and battered and stuff like that, you know, finding their voice, finding, you know, their authenticity and stuff like that. And for somebody to use that as a means of promotion is,
it's sickening.
Yes,
it really is. Like, apparently she's not inclined enough in her own talent to pull herself up like Johnny Depp was. And would you believe she tried to counsel him on how to act correctly. After all the years of working he's done, 35 years he's been in the industry, she's going to counsel him. Anyway, off the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing, I got to talk to you about something.
Okay.
My son.
Oh, your son.
Okay. All right. We're going to say this nice and loud so he can hear it, because he will be listening to this as soon as we get it recorded. Because it's this new thing now. He wants to listen to his mama talk. All right. He wants to know why we have not discussed him. So we're going to discuss him. I know we have, but apparently not enough.
He's a gay man
with a serious ego.
We didn't call him out. But before we get into the whole Michael of it all, I popped some tags today.
Get the fuck. Oh, my God.
I had the best time doing it. The only place I could find that was open still was Goodwill, but whatever.
Where at?
In Shrewsbury.
Oh, Shrewsbury.
Yeah. So I went in there and I got myself some cute shit.
Oh, what'd you get? You gotta tell me. I gotta
know.
Two
buttons downs. I got a suit jacket.
Does it cover your ass?
Yeah, it's actually kind of big.
Good.
But I was like, I have a friend that can kind of taper this in a little bit.
Oh, I could too. You know that.
I was talking about you. Mm. You okay. Hooker. So, anyways,
better than being a fucking cunt,
ma'am,
sir.
So, yeah, it was so much fun. It's so therapeutic to pop tags.
It is, because you don't spend a lot, but no. You go home smiling like I did on Shein today. So you pop tags at the Goodwill. I pop tags at Shein.
Shein and Goodwill.
That's shit. That's my shit.
So anyways, let's get into the Michael of it all.
The Michael of it all. The Michael. Oh my God, my Michael. Michael wants to know why we have not discussed him. So we're going to actually take time right now to discuss him.
So would he like it more if we did a whole entire bonus episode discussing him?
I'll bet he would. I absolutely would agree that he would, because he listens. And you know what he says? Oh my God, I'm going to snort.
Does he say I'm an asshole?
No. He said, Mom, I listen to your podcast. It's hysterical. But he says to me, Mom, you and I, we sound the same when we laugh. I said, we do? He goes, yeah, I got your laugh. And I was like, you haven't heard me snort yet. So now I'm trying not to laugh because I don't want to snort. He goes, I do that sometimes. I was like, no. I sent him a picture of Judge Judy with the no. Hell no. The gif, right? Anyway.
All right, nope. So how about this?
Uh-huh.
We are going to do an episode talking about Michael because we are getting very close to the end of this and our time frame.
Oh, it's been too much fun already.
So let's wrap this up, and then we can come back and we can record a bonus episode just for Michael.
Just for Michael. Oh my God, he'll get mom's views, his mother's cis views on LGBTQ. We'll go there so he can understand. And you know what? This is why I tell people, look, you're gonna hate me, and somebody's gotta be hated, but that's okay. I can take it. But my best friend is my best friend for a reason, and he knows that I don't have any vindiction. There's no vindictiveness to what I say and where it comes from. It's just heartfelt.
Yeah.
So he loves me anyway, with my big boobs and my big ego and my big attitude. I'm still loved.
And your Virgo personality.
Fucking A, everything's got a place and everything has a place for it.
So if you want to reach out to Queen Anne and send her a question that we can answer together on the podcast, you can email her at dearqueenanne@gmail.com.
So, as in Anne Boleyn, it's Anne, right?
Yes. So it is DEARQ QUEENANNE at gmail.com. Also, if you really like us, you can rate and subscribe. And also, this will be released on the Kind of a Big Deal RSS feed, so our listeners over there can listen to it as well. So until next time, stay sassy, stay classy, and always be a big point of view.
Absolutely. Oh my God.